hear today's show again, go to the podcast section on the Access WDUN app. Now back to Home Matters, presented by the Norton Agency on AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
And welcome back to Home Matters. So glad you're staying with us. Hey, it's that time of the show where I do a little segment called Now You Know, and it's kind of tips and what-ifs and education for around the house. This week's subject is, what is a septic lift station and when is it needed? And a septic lift station, it's an underground pumping system used to move wastewater from lower to higher elevations. It allows for sewage to travel uphill to a septic treatment system. It typically includes a watertight basin with one or more submersible pumps and float switches that triggers automatic operation when the water level rises. Now, what's its purpose? It's ideal for homes in low-lying areas where the backyard may be uphill. Maybe there's a gully in front of the house, and the only place to put the septic system is in the back of the house, but it's up on a hill. Well, then you'd have a pump system. The operation, the wastewater flows into the wet well basin, and when the level rises, a float switch will activate the pump, which pushes sewage through a pipe called a force main. Basically, it pushes wastewater uphill to the secondary septic tank or the drain field lines. Now, these systems will have an alarm on them. If you ever walk around a house and you know where the septic cleanout trap is and the septic tank is, and on the side of the house there may be a little box with a red light on top of it, that is a septic lift station alarm. And if that alarm ever goes off or you see that red light flashing, that means you may have a problem with your lift pump. But it also allows for building in challenging terrain. It's cost-effective, and it protects the environment. And now you know.